Are you ready for war? I'm just quickly going to recap. So this is part three of a brand new series that we have started last week Sunday. And this is such an important topic that we have decided to dedicate two services every Sunday on this topic, both morning and evening. And I trust that you enjoyed last week Sunday with Pastor David. Have enjoyed it? Amen. And I want to encourage you that if you have missed either part one or two, to get a hold of it. It is available on the Encounter Now app. Listen to it. I guarantee that it will change your life in the way that you see warfare and the way that you wage war. Are you guys with me? Amen. And so just quickly, just want to recap on a little bit of what we've touched on last week Sunday, and as to lay a foundation getting into what I want to get into in this morning. And I've got a very powerful word for you. And as to build up on where we left off last week Sunday, and we're going to go a little bit deeper. So I hope that I have got students of the word with me in this morning, connecting with me over live stream. I hope that I've got spiritual people with me that is ready to receive not the milk of the word. Amen. Some looks nervous or don't care or I don't know, but it's okay. I'll preach you alive and I'll preach until something moves. That is my office and that is my gift, and I do it very well. So in this day, I can guarantee you, I will preach you alive until something moves and until something changes. Amen. So we have gotten into this invisible war, spiritual warfare. Last week, Sunday morning, we've laid the foundation to it, and we have given you the revelation that this warfare has got nothing to do with fighting or whatsoever. It has got nothing to do with fighting, but everything to do with the way that you stand. As the Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10, and verse 10 to verse 18, covering the whole armor of God. And this will kind of be the foundational passage of scripture for the series. Are you guys with me? And it says there, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, or in his mighty power, depending on what version you read. And it carries on and it says, and put on the entire armor, the full armor, the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the schemes of the devil. Are you guys with me? And again, I want to stay and I want you to remember this, that your warfare has got nothing to do with fighting. It has not even got anything to do with winning. If you are still fighting to win, you are lacking spiritual reality. Because the Bible says that you are already more than victorious. You are more than a conqueror through him that loved you. Now we need to understand, more than a conqueror. If I'm saying that I am just a conqueror, it means that I'm still gaining ground, spiritual ground. I'm still fighting battles to gain ground. But to be more than a conqueror means that you have gained all ground, you have gained all victory, you are merely sitting back and enjoying the spoils. If you are still fighting an already defeated foe, you are lacking spiritual reality. You are lacking revelation, because this battle has got nothing to do with the way, there's nothing with fighting involved. It is in how you stand. Are you guys with me? And so we've gotten into the whole thing. I'm not going to break it open now. If you've missed it, please go and listen to it, on how you stand in this warfare. Amen. And then we've gotten into, it says here, put on the whole armor of God. And we have stated, and I want to remind you of this because it's very important. When it comes to the armor of God, then to be clothed with the armor of God means to be clothed with Jesus Christ. I want to change your mindset, because we get fixated on the natural item and not on the function. And so to be clothed with the armor of God means to be clothed with Jesus Christ. Can I have an amen? As Paul have so eloquently stated and said, that it's no longer I who live, but it is now Christ who lives in and through me, the man of God of revelation. And he said that I am now therefore clothed with Christ. And so to be clothed with the armor of God means to be clothed with Jesus Christ. It means the character of Christ is now being formed on the inside of you. But now this is the thing. The formation of Christ on the inside of you is a progressive thing. And it will require revelation. Say revelation. Therefore, it is revelation that you have of God that will determine how effectively you operate in the armor of God. All be together. It is the revelation you have of God that will determine how effectively you operate in the armor, the advanced weapon system that have been given you as a believer. Amen. And I believe Pastor David in the evening have gotten into the example of a specialized aircraft. Amen. For those who can remember. But yet, this aircraft cannot function underwater. But the weapon system given a believer, no matter the environment, no matter the condition, it will function and it will be effective when it is placed in the hands of a trained believer. That is the difference. Are you guys with me? Say the armor of God. Revelation of God is what will determine how effective you operate with this armor. Very important that you understand this. Listen, it is basic knowledge that the quality of your life physically will be determined by your knowledge. It will be determined by what you know and by who you know. But now when we speak spiritually, it's exactly the same thing. Your knowledge of God is what will determine the quality of your spiritual life. But there can be no knowledge of God without the Word, because God and His Word is one. Are you guys with me? And so the Bible says in the book of John chapter 14 verse 12, NIV. John chapter 14, 1-4 verse 1-2, NIV. And it says, just put that on for me, the NIV. And it says, this is Jesus Christ speaking, saying, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." What an amazing promise. What an amazing blessing. Yet, how many walk in this? You see, the problem is this. The lack and the absence of revelation. Say revelation. I want you to get something. I'm going to get into the belt of truth. I want to touch on the first part of the armor, and that is the belt of truth. And I want to give you the revelation of the belt of truth. Amen. And I'm laying a foundation to that. So if you're going to miss this part, you're going to miss that. The revelation of the belt of truth, of what it really means. Are we together? Because of the absence of revelation, say revelation, many ends up preaching the God of yesterday, a God of history, and not the God of the now. But in Calendar Church, I want to tell you on this morning that it's God's desire for you to receive His divine knowledge of Him, and even more than that, to live it and to give a demonstration of it. Are you open to receive divine knowledge and revelation even in this day? Are you guys with me? Listen, the supernatural must be experienced before you will be able to understand it. The supernatural must be experienced in order to be understood. This is a very important principle. This means that revelation, say revelation, revelation comes the moment you encounter the supernatural. You have heard me many times make this statement that there will be two immediate things. It is immediate results that will take place the moment that you have an encounter with the living God. The moment that you have an encounter with the supernatural, the moment that you have an encounter with the only living God, there will be immediate revelation. You will immediately know who you're dealing with and what you're dealing with. And because of revelation, there will be immediate acceleration. What does this mean? It means that you might have someone that have studied theology for, let's say, 5 years, but they do not have a relationship with God. It's pure information for them. And then you might have someone that have not studied one verse in the Bible, but in a moment, in a drug den, they can have an encounter with the living God. And that individual will stand up from that encounter and have more knowledge and revelation of the supernatural and of the living God, as the one without of a relationship that I've studied scripture for 5 years. Guaranteed. My father, Prophet Leon, is living proof of this. I am standing here as living proof of this. It's guaranteed. You must experience the supernatural in order to understand it. And for that to take place, you must know that He is the God of the now, not the God of history. He's still alive today. He still does miracles, signs, and wonders today. He still heals. He still delivers. He still restores. He has done so from the beginning, even before time began, and He's doing so even up until this very hour. He is the God of the now. He is almighty. He is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last. I'm telling you that the work that He has started inside of you is very well able to finish. And you will see the very gift, the call and the purpose that He has placed upon your life come to performance even before you die. You will not die until you see that thing come to performance. Say, I am a son. I am a daughter of the living God. Amen. Listen, the armor, therefore, having said all of this, just stay with me. The armor must be revelation. Say revelation. The armor must be revelation before it will become real to you. In fact, you cannot wage war from a carnal state. You waging war even requires revelation. I've seen many fighting battles without revelation. If you go into a battle without the revelation of how to conquer that battle, you will fail. What people will do is they will see someone do something and they will copy and paste. It is okay in a sense, but let me explain before you say, yeah, but you always preach, imitate. Yes. Let me explain. I've seen many do this. They will see me, for example, binding and rebuking in a certain situation, and they will use that as an entirety in every situation because now they've seen me do it there. Binding and rebuking has got its place, but it's not for every battle. Yes, the Bible says, imitate me as I imitate Christ, but even that must be done out of revelation. I can only imitate to the extent that I have revelation and spiritual perception. Because this battle is a spiritual battle. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God. It is spiritual. Your warfare requires a revelation. You cannot afford to fight a battle without revelation. You must have revelation of that battle before you fight it. Are you guys with me? Say revelation. And so, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, you can put this on the screen for me, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14. I'm going to carry on from where we left off. And we're getting into the first part of the armor. And it says, stand firm. Put on for me the King James. And it says, stand therefore. Again, Paul is saying, stand. No mention of fighting. Stand once again. Are you guys with me? In fact, if don't go back, but if you read now the previous verses, it says, after having done everything to stand, then stand therefore. Why is Paul saying this a second time? Because he said, put on the full armor of God, the whole armor of God, so that you can stand. But now he's saying it a second time. It's because the people are falling off. They've received the revelation, they have received the knowledge, but yet their thinking have now become so unbiblical that it seems like someone have cast a spell upon them. And he's saying that, listen, stand. Stand in what I've taught you. Stand in the living word of God. Stand in what you know. Stand in that and do it now. That is why he's saying, after having done everything to stand, this is a command. He's saying that, listen, this is serious. Your warfare is serious. This is not a joke. It is a very real thing. And you will need to get up now and you will need to stand now. The time is now. You need to stand now. And this is how you must stand. Are you guys with me? And he says, then therefore stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Now another translation will say, with the belt of truth, the belt of truth, buckled around your waist. The NIV, don't go there, but the NIV says, with the belt of truth, say belt of truth, buckled around your waist. But now listen, before I even get into this, a very important principle that you need to understand about the armor of God, and this is where many miss it, is that many get fixated upon the physical items. I admire the fact how Paul would sit in prison, and he wrote this while in prison, and he saw the Roman guard standing there clothed in his armor. And he made a connection with our spiritual armor, connecting that to the physical armor of a Roman soldier. Are you guys with me? Now, I love that he's doing that, but now many people get so carnal when it gets to this, they get fixated on the physical item. The belt, the breastplate, the helmet, and they see only that. And they're missing the actual thing behind it. Now, if you get fixated on the physical item, you get fixated on the natural. But as I've cited that, this is not a natural battle. It is a spiritual battle. It is an invisible war, and it is very real. I've had a conversation with someone yesterday, and yet again realized how quickly this war can become. How the demonic will come the moment you start making a mark. The moment you started gaining rank in the spirit. Yesterday I've had a long conversation with someone. And this battle is very real. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It is spiritual. And it is mighty in God. Are you guys with me? So you cannot afford to get fixated on the item. It is about the purpose. You have to understand the purpose. Get fixated and get your focus on the purpose of the items. That is where the revelation is locked up. Are you guys with me? It is the purpose that is important. But now this makes it a bit interesting, because Paul did not explain the purpose. And this is where many people miss it, because he only makes mention of the physical items. You'll only say, put on the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness, and put on your feet the gospel of peace, and take the shield of faith. But he's not explaining the purpose. Why not? Because it was not necessary for him to explain it in his days. The audience that he was writing for understood the armor of a Roman soldier. They understood the purpose of every piece. So he knew that when they read this letter, they will understand what he's trying to say. But we don't have that luxury, because we do not understand the purpose of the Roman soldier and his armor. Are you guys with me? And so for us, it will require further study. You will need to study and know what is the purpose of every piece of the armor. Say purpose. It is very important. So let's get into that. Are you guys with me? So what is the definition of the belt of truth? Specifically now, the belt of truth. Say belt of truth. Now the words truth, given in the book of Ephesians 6:14, stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth. The word truth here comes from the Greek word aletheia. It's got a prefix, alpha prefix, meaning not, and lethe, meaning disclosed. If you put it together, you get not disclosed. So it means to be in a complete and utter state of undisclosedness. I know there's no such word, but I want to use it for the lack of any better words. It means to be in a state of to be completely in a state of undisclosedness. Are you guys with me? It means to be completely transparent. It means something that was once hidden have now been brought into light, and therefore now have become visible, have now been made known. Are we still together? Have now been made known. But now it's exactly the same as in this case when we speak about the Lord Jesus Christ. When we speak about the belt of truth, it is how much of the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed and visible in and through your life. The more of the Word of God becomes alive on the inside of you, the more transparent you will become, and the more of His godly light you will reflect. The belt of truth is not just, because people will say this, they will say this, the belt of truth is Logos, and it is the written Word of God. It's not correct. And it goes so deep, and we miss it, and we fail to walk in it because we lack understanding. This is the most important part of the armor, is the belts. Are you guys with me? I will break it open and explain to you. So the more you get filled with the Word of God, and the Word of God becomes alive in you, the more transparent you become. The less there is of you, and the more there is of Him. Which means the more of Him and His light you start to reflect. That is the belt of truth. That's a part of it. Are you guys with me? For the Bible says this, And we know this verse very well. Psalm chapter 119, King James, verse 130. And it says, the entrance of thy word gives light. The entrance of thy word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Are you guys with me? Listen, everything that you believe right now can be either right or wrong. How do I determine what in my life is wrong? I have to constantly and continually scrutinize and examine every part of my life. And then as I grow up, certain things that I used to believe through Scripture, I then find that, listen, this is not within the boundaries of Scripture. It does not fall within the truth of the living God. Then I have to adapt my way of living so that those areas can fall within the boundaries of Scripture and fall under His governance, under the authority of His Word. Therefore, I'm bringing it under truth. Therefore, more light comes on that part of my life. I hope we are together understanding this. This is very important. You cannot afford to miss what I'm telling you now. It will save your life, spiritually guaranteed. So let's say, for example, that 90% of what you believe right now falls within the boundaries of Scripture. Is the Word of God that is alive in you, is revelation to you, is truth to you, 90%. Then it means 90% of what you believe is correct. But that means, for argument's sake, that 10% is incorrect. And I guarantee you, it's the 10% that is incorrect that the enemy will use against you. The enemy can never have any right over your life if there is no open door. But I guarantee you, it is the 10% that is incorrect that the enemy will find access, that it will use against you, that it will use you to cause you to struggle. It's the very thing that it will use to pull you down and to keep you back from walking in what God has got for you. The 10%. That means that 10% of what you believe is still in darkness. Still, 10% is still in ignorance. Being ignorant means that I am in darkness. 10% is lacking revelation. 10% is lacking His life. 10% is lacking light. I don't know if someone is hearing this in this morning. Are you guys with me? And it does not matter what you do or how much effort or work you put into it. It will go unnoticed because of a lack of revelation. No matter how strong that gift is upon your life, it will go unnoticed. Are you guys with me? Man, I've seen this many times. Say revelation. For example, you will have someone that is financially so strong, meaning they have caught the revelation. That area have become light. That part of the belt of truth. I want you to understand that there is different sections, parts, or dimensions, levels to the belt of truth. It is not just an item that you put on. It is levels and dimensions you move in. It is systems. It is spiritual systems. The belt of truth is not just a thing. It is a spiritual system with different sections. In other words, you might have light, revelation, and truth in giving, tithing, and sowing a seed in finances. And therefore, that individual is very strong financially. But in their health, they have not yet caught light. They have not yet caught truth. They have not yet caught the revelation, and they will quote the Scripture, by His stripes I am healed, every single day, but no healing is taking place because light have not yet come onto that part of their life. They're lacking the revelation of that Scripture. You cannot quote Scripture without the revelation. You have to engage with the ministry of the Word through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, because He's the one that will bring life to the Scripture itself. If you speak His Word, without revelation, you're operating out of illegitimate authority. It will lack power. I hope someone is hearing this. It will lack power. It will generate no results. And that thing is not yet a revelation. They've not yet caught the revelation of the healing power of Jesus Christ, and therefore they do not see a manifestation thereof. And then you might find someone that is healthy, they're strong, and they know they can pray for people, they receive healing, and they've caught the revelation of the healing power of Jesus Christ. They have encountered the supernatural in that area, and therefore that through experience have become a reality to them. The belt of truth in that area has been tightened, but it's loosened in another area. And then that same individual might be struggling financially. They have not yet caught the revelation and the truth. The light have not yet come upon that part when it comes to finances and giving, or how to run a business effectively and efficiently. I hope someone is getting this. Are you guys with me? Say amen. Amen. And so the areas in your life that is still in darkness, no matter what you do, it will go unnoticed. No matter how great the blessing is, it is only once the light of God starts to shine upon every dimension, every aspect, and every area of your life that you will be noticed. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, King James, chapter 60, verse 1 to verse 3, and it says, arise and shine. This is a commandment God is giving to the prophet, and he's telling his people, listen, arise. Meaning he's saying, take action. You know my word. You have my word. I have given you my promises. I have taught you that I will never leave you nor forsake you. I have taught you that I am the one that goes before you to fight for you on your behalf, to give you victory, to save you. I have said that I am the one that will go before you to drive out the inhabitants of this land before you, that you will not need to fight in this battle, because the battle does not belong to you, but it belongs to me, the Lord your God. Come on now. And he's saying that, listen, you have heard my word, you have heard my promises, it has already been established in eternity, and the way that you're going to see the manifestation thereof is by taking action. Application in the word of God is how you tighten the belt of truth around your waist. And he's saying, stand, arise, take action. Come on. What have I said? Have you forgotten so easily the promises that I have given you? And the Lord God, the Lord your God is telling you even in this day, arise, stand, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And then he continues to say that, listen, I'm not saying there's not going to be a battle. I'm not saying that you're not going to face a war. But what I am telling you is you will not need to fight. And he continues to verse 2, and he is saying that, listen, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Say darkness. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And after this has taken place, then the Gentiles shall come to your light. You will be noticed. And kings to the brightness of your rising. There's a light that you carry that is stronger than any form of darkness. And as long as that there's just a little bit of light, you will still overcome. But I can guarantee you. Are you guys with me? Listen, the belt of truth, as I've stated, is most probably the most important part of the armor. Amen? You need to understand it. So what is the belt of truth? Romans chapter 8, NIV, verse 3. Romans chapter 8, verse 3, NIV. And it says, for what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of a sinful flesh in order to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh. But now the Bible also says in the book of John chapter 14, verse 6, King James, I'm keeping the guys busy at the back today. I'm sorry. John chapter 14, verse 6. And this is Jesus Christ speaking, saying, and Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except by me. Are you guys with me? So what does this mean? It means that when the Father sent his Son to be a final atonement offering, he did not just send anyone or anything. He sent his way. He sent his life. He sent his truth. And even more than that, he has sent his word. I want you to get this. As the Bible states in the book of John, that where Jesus Christ is revealed as the living word. Are you guys with me? But now, when we look at truth, so I want to just quickly, because of time, just break this open. I don't think I'm going to get through the entire message, unfortunately. We're only starting. And so truth in the book of Ephesians, just quickly put that on for me again. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14, King James. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. That word truth is in reference to the word of God, but specifically in two dimensions of his word. And this is where you need to understand and listen now. It is in reference to the word of God, but specifically to two different type of dimensions. Are you guys with me? Amen. And so what are the different levels of God's word? Many people will tell you there's two levels. Logos and Rhema. But there's four. And it's very important that we understand the four levels. The word of God is not just the word of God. It consists of four distinct levels. And they're all different in function. And the second thing that you need to know about these four levels is that I'm not going to explain all four now, only two, because only two is in relation to the belt of truth. Amen. But it's important for you to understand that you cannot progress. These levels are progressive. You cannot just start at level four. You must start at level one. And once you've been found effective and efficient in this level by the Holy Spirit, you will automatically step into the second level. You cannot operate in the second unless you have first operated in the first. You must first encounter this first before you can encounter the second. Are you guys with me? And so also remember that these levels are always in agreement with one another. They stand in perfect harmony, unity, and in agreement. They never contradict one another. Are you guys with me? And so level one, and the first dimension connected to the belt of truth, which is the word of God. Yes, so many preachers will tell you that the belt of truth is the word of God, but they will tell you that it's logos, written. Now, it's not entirely incorrect, but it's also not completely correct. 50-50. I'm going to explain. Logos is not written. First level, and I'll prove it out of scripture for those stressing now. Are we together? So the first level is the graphi word of God. And this is the written word of God. Graphi says scripture. So every time that you read in the New Testament where it says, all scripture, for example, is God-breathed. Scripture is graphi. It means holy scriptures. It means written documents, a writing that have gone forth to accomplish a specific task. Are you guys with me? In this case, it is in representation, the graphi word of God, in representation to the physical word of God. Listen, when Paul wrote about the armor of a Roman soldier, the belt is the least visible. In fact, it is the thing that you don't even care about. Although the purpose of it is very great, it's not the first thing that you will note. In fact, you will not note it at all. The first thing that you'll see is the impressive helmets. It's the great design of the breastplate. It stands out. You don't take note of the belt. Are you guys with me? Yet, its purpose is extremely important. But when we take it to the spiritual, and Paul is sitting and is connecting our spiritual armor to that of the armor of a Roman soldier, the only physical substance that we have of heaven is the belt of truth. It is the graphite written word of God, readily available at your fingertips. It is God's recorded word on paper, and we're holding it physically. What an honor and a privilege is it not to have His very recorded word, every word that you've ever spoken. Okay, are you guys with me? Every blessing, more than 7,000 blessings, recorded in these pages, to physically be able to hold it, readily available at your fingertips. Do you know the power that you have available physically in your hands is the only physical substance of heaven that we have? If anyone tells you it's not real, you pick up your Bible and say, it's very real. Here is my proof. It is very real. This is your inheritance. This is your inheritance. It is your instructions to your way of living. Having an understanding and a revelation of this will improve every dimension of your life. It will improve the quality of your spiritual life. If you want to go for anything, I've said this many times, go for the word. Go for the word. That is where you will find the anointing. That is where you will find your breakthrough. That is where you will be taken up higher. Listen, the mysterious lifting of man that you have heard me many times speak of comes through revelation. You want to know the living word of God. Are we together? And so the graphite word of God is the physical written word of God. It's the Bible as we know it, from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, and it is inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the author of Scripture itself. You cannot afford to read Scripture without the author. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, and this is in the NIV, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, for all Scripture, what? All Scripture is? See, now they're waiting for it to come up. Come on, you must know the stuff off heart. All Scripture is? Another translation will say that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, but I love the NIV. All Scripture is God-breathed, meaning it's filled with the breath of God, Ruach. It's a holy breath, meaning it is filled with His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the inspiration behind Scripture. The Holy Spirit is the author of Scripture itself. And you cannot afford to read or study the word graphai without the presence of the Holy Spirit, without a relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Are you guys with me? John chapter 6 verse 63, NIV. And it says this, that the flesh counts for nothing. The flesh counts for nothing. Just put it up for me, please. The Spirit gives life. Say, the Spirit gives life. And the flesh counts for nothing. Say, the Spirit gives life. Encounter, are you awake? You cannot afford to miss this message. If you want to be increased in His Word, you need this. Are you still with me? Let those who hear, hear. The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. But then we see again in the book of John chapter 16 verse 13, 1-6 verse 1-3. And this is King James. And it says, howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of truth is come, meaning the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of the living Word, the author of Scripture, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, meaning He will guide you into all revelation concerning Jesus Christ, concerning spiritual matters. You cannot afford to study the Word without the Holy Spirit. He is the one that will tighten the belt of truth around your waist. Are you guys with me? He is the one that will bring the words off of the pages. The Holy Spirit is the one that will take the words from the natural into the supernatural. And there, on that level, teach it to you. He is the one that will make it revelation to you. Say revelation. Say again, say revelation. Revelation will always bring illumination and enlightenment. In fact, revelation is the very substance that will bring transformation. If you want to be transformed, you will need revelation. Are you guys with me? And so the belt of truth is God's divine truth revealed to man. It is you now walking in newness of life. You cannot walk in what you do not understand. So to the level of your revelation, that will determine what you will walk in and see a manifestation of, guaranteed. It's determined by the belt of truth. Are you guys with me? So wearing the belt of truth is done through application of God's word. Very important. Amen. And then I just quickly want to close off because of time. There's so much. This is just one part of the armor. The prophet will be back next Sunday here in Centurion. Yes, that is something worth getting excited about. Amen. And so then we have the two other dimensions that I'm not going to get into. It's Rhema and Shalak word of God. The Rhema word of God and Shalak word of God. I'll touch on that tonight. Amen. And Now, when it comes to the belt of truth, say the belt of truth. When you have revelation of this part, you will automatically have revelation of the entire armor. Because it is the word of God. It is you having revelation now in these first two dimensions. Graphai and Logos. I wanted to touch on Logos. I skipped Logos, I think. The Logos word of God, just quickly, is the living word of God. It's not written. It is the living word of God on the inside of us. It is the character of Christ being formed inside of us, whereas we gain knowledge and revelation of Him through the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is the word in the form of speech, not writing. Logos is the form of the, it is the word in the form of speech, not writing. In fact, Logos is a name that was given to the Lord Jesus Christ. Quickly put on for me on the screen. We all know this. I know John chapter 1 verse 1. Just very quickly. King James. John chapter 1 verse 1. King James. And it says, in the beginning was the word. I'm just waiting. And the word was with God. And the word was God. There we go. Now, the Greek for the word there, so that can be confusing. Are we together? You understanding what I'm trying to say? So the word there in the Greek, that's better. The word there in the Greek is logos. But now when we go to verse 13, just quickly go to verse 13, it says, being born not of blood, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Carry on, verse 14. And it says, and the word was made flesh. The Logos was made flesh. The living word was made flesh. Jesus Christ was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Are we together? Amen. So when we receive revelation, say revelation, of the Bible, it is God revealing always something new about Himself onto you. A revelation of the Bible is new revelation, a new understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Why? Because He is the living Word. So when you gain revelation of the Word, you're gaining revelation of Him, the living Word. Are we together? So the graphite Word becomes Logos when we engage with the ministry of the Word through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. This is where we read the Bible. You have heard me many times say this. And when you engage with the Holy Spirit, the words will come off of the pages as the Holy Spirit now takes it from the natural to the supernatural. And then what happens as you read, the words comes into your spirit, but you must receive it. You encounter Scripture. Come on, you've heard me preach this. When you read the Word, it is something you must have an encounter with. That is how you know that you're receiving it into you. It is a deposit being made into your spirit man by the Holy Spirit as He preaches onto your spirit man. Are you guys with me? How amazing is it not to sit with the author of Scripture Himself and He can preach and teach you His Word? How powerful is that not? Amen. And so the Word gets siphoned through the Holy Spirit and therefore brings life. It's being set alight and on holy fire as it enters your spirit, bringing enlightenment and renewment, restoration and healing in every aspect, causing you now to walk in newness of life. And suddenly you can see what you could never see before. Suddenly you can do what you could never do before. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit that will cause the Word to become alive in you. Amen. So I just wanted to quickly say the path of truth. So again, say the path of truth. I just quickly want to make mention. I know, Pastor, I mean, 5 more minutes. And it's always my check on time. But I have to make mention of this. When we look at the armor of a Roman soldier, they will first put on the breastplate of righteousness. And then they would put on the other parts. The last part would be the belt. Because that's the part that keeps the entire armor intact. Tightens it. I hope someone is hearing me spiritually in this morning. It is a very important part of the armor. Are you guys? Its function is very important. If you were to remove the belts, the armor would be loose and eventually it would fall off. You would even hook your shield of faith, which was a massive shield. They would hook it to the belts. The javelin they would hook to the belts. It had, I don't know if you're hearing this. So every part of the armor and the effective and the efficiency of the other parts was greatly dependent on the belt of truth. Are you guys with me? If that thing was tightened or put on incorrectly, you would have a problem on the battlefields. It will cause your life. In other words, if you run into this spiritual battlefield and you lack revelation, that belt is not put on correctly and it can cost you your life. But when you wear, and when the Holy Spirit is the one who have tightened the belt of truth around your waist, then every part of your life will be intact. Will not come loose at the seams and will not fall apart. Your spiritual life will be intact. It will be tightened. Are you guys with me? Your spiritual life cannot fall apart. Your physical life cannot fall apart. when the Holy Spirit is the one that have stepped in and tightened the belt of truth around your waist. Put on the screen for me quickly, John chapter 8 verse 31. King James, John 8, 31. I'm just going to carry on while they get it ready. John chapter 8 verse 31, I'm going to go to 32. And it says, then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, if you continue in my word, this thing is progressive, then are you my disciples indeed. Now listen, verse 32, and it says, and ye shall know, say no, meaning have revelation, gnosko, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall not set, no, not set, the truth shall make you free. There is a difference between setting free and making something free. If you study this verse in the original text, it says that the truth that you know, the revelation that you know, shall make you free. What is the difference? This water is entrapped. Can't get out. But just make sure. Can't get out. Amen. Pastor David, maybe you can just quickly help me. Amen. So how do I set it free? Just loosen the lid. Now it's set free. The fact that it's not leaving is not my fault. On the cross of Calvary, you've been set free. But there's a way that God will force you and make you free. You guys with me? Then I can make it free. Just pour a little into... Now he's making it free. It is where you gain revelation. The belt of truth is buckled around your waist. The revelation that I have of him, the living God, will make you, it will force you into another dimension and cause you to be able to do something that you could never do before. The truth that you know, the revelation that you have, is the very thing that will make you free. Are you guys with me? Meaning your level of revelation will determine your level of breakthrough. Your level of revelation of the truth is what will determine how effective you stand. Amen. The very reason you have come to salvation is because you have received revelation of Jesus as the Christ, your eternal Savior. And because of revelation, you have cried out, my Jesus, I need you, and I accept you as Lord and Savior over my life. Because you have the belt of truth tighten around your waist in that area, in that system of salvation. Are you guys with me? But now imagine if you can tighten that belt in every aspect, in every dimension, and in every area. I don't know if someone is hearing this in this morning. The belt of truth is a system, and you will have to engage with the entire system. But many only engage with a part of the system. It's the full revelation. Not just in parts. Are you guys with me? There's a message that you carry. Can I just quickly have one more minute? Just please, I have to. The belt of truth is your key to revelation. Just quickly. Now, there are two types of revelations you need. Revelation, not just revelation. You get two types of revelation. First type is general. Please, my apologies for rushing. But the first type is general revelation. Say general revelation. Now, this includes everything God has always communicated about himself to everyone. This is where you will read through scripture and you will see all the promises that God made mention of that is available to us as believers. Are you guys with me? This is information. But this information then becomes a reality as you encounter it, as you start to live it, and as you start to apply it. But it's the literal scripture. It is black on white. It is for what it is. That is general revelation. Are you guys with me? And then you have special revelation. This type of revelation is where God communicates something specific to a specific individual at a very specific time. And if you lack spiritual perception, you will miss out on those godly appointed moments in time where God wants to reveal something specific onto you. Are you guys with me? This is where you read scripture and you suddenly see what is not written. The Holy Spirit now suddenly drops something into your spirit that needs further interpretation. Have you ever read the word and suddenly you see a verse that jumps out and you sit back and you ponder, you meditate on that verse and you now start to interpret, and before you know it, you've written 17 pages. It was dropped into your spirit in seconds, but in the natural, it requires hours of preparation to be made manifest. Are you guys with me? This is, for example, where you read one verse and you can preach 2 hours on that one verse. It is a specific message given to a specific individual for the edification and the exhortation of the body of Christ. Amen. It is the thing that will cause you to operate the way that Jesus operated here on this earth. In fact, if you want to generate the Jesus kind of results, you will have to operate in both dimensions of revelation. Amen. And then just quickly, revelation births manifestation. Say, revelation births manifestation. You need to understand that the very thing that sets believers who demonstrates the supernatural power of God apart from those who do not is revelation. That's it. It is revelation, it's nothing else. And so there's 4 ways in which revelation leads to manifestation. And the first is, know that revelation unlocks spiritual activity. What is spiritual activity? Demonstrating signs, miracles, healings, and wonders. Generating the Jesus kind of results. And even more, as you have stated, you shall do even more. Are you guys with me? And so a person's level of revelation can be measured by the spiritual activity they manifest, by how they generated the Jesus kind of results. This is known as the mantle of revelation. I just quickly wanted to get to this. It is known as a mantle that comes upon you. It's known as the mantle of revelation that God gives to each and every one of His ministers. And that is each and every one of you sitting here right now. You guys with me? Listen, when someone carries the mantle of revelation, they will provoke supernatural activity. They will provoke supernatural reactions that manifest the supernatural presence of God to others. Meaning that when you carry the mantle of revelation, you make an encounter for someone else a possibility. I don't know if someone is with me. Amen. Number 2, know that revelation stimulates your thoughts. Where your mind is governed by the Holy Spirit and He reveals revelation onto you, there will always be an increase of mental ability. Amen. Just because of time, I'm just going to rush. Know that revelation transforms people. If you're not being transformed, it's because information is not yet a revelation. You will not be transformed until information is turned into revelation. Revelation brings transformation. Are you guys with me? Amen. The last one, know that revelation accelerates the growth of believers. Again, I state, if you want to accelerate, have revelation. Amen. And then the last point that I wanted to touch on is that the belt of truth brings the power of God's light. It brings the power of God's light upon you. And just quickly, Ephesians chapter 5, 13, Amplified says this, but all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. Of what? It says of God's precepts, meaning of His word. For it is light that makes everything visible. The belt of truth, effectively worn, will cause an overshadow of the Almighty. This is the thing. What is a shadow? It is the absence of light. It means that something is preventing light from hitting a certain location. Something is absorbing that light, preventing it from coming there. Are you guys with me? But now the Bible says, and he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And David said that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. There is a shadow. When we speak about the shadow of God, understand that it's pure, holy, raw light. There's no darkness in Him. And this shadow will cancel out any shadow of evil. It is a shadow that will cancel out any shadow of the enemy. Though I walk through the shadow of the valley of the shadow of death, it's a shadow. He knew that the Lord is with me. Carried revelation. There was light. There was an overshadow of the light of Christ upon him that canceled out any fear of death. Are you guys with me? This means that if your marriage is in a shadow of death, know that there is a shadow that is stronger. It is the belt of truth. It is a shadow of His light. Are you guys with me? is where the supernatural cancels out the natural. You better know that the moment you step under the shadow of the Almighty, you step under the authority of the Almighty, and there's a cancellation that takes place where the supernatural cancels out the natural, and which means that whatever the enemy have formed against you cannot prosper, because the overshadowing of the Lord that is upon you will cancel out anything that he have assigned against you. If your finances is under the shadow of death, I want to tell you on this morning that there is the belt of truth. There is an overshadowing. It is his living light. It is a shadow that is much stronger than that of the enemy. And it will also always cancel it out. If you are dying, I want to tell you that there is a shadow. And that is the shadow of the Almighty. Learn how to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Get into the secret place. Pray. Get deep into the Word of God, where the Word of God is being deposited into your spirit, man, and it will cause the shadow of the Lord to come upon you. And there's a bright light that will start to shine, and it will cancel out any shadow of the enemy. I can guarantee you, this is a spiritual formula. How many of you are ready to receive the mantle of revelation? How many of you are ready to receive this mantle of revelation? Amen.